Hi, we're at Laurier, Brantford, at the new campus building. Just finished a screening of the documentary In Their Shoes, which is a documentary that was set in Brantford. I'm with two of the filmmakers, and if you guys like to introduce yourselves.
I'm Dan Lozier, writer and director of the film.
And Tom Kennedy, I guess cinematographer, producer.
Okay, now what's this, I'm going to talk to you first, Dan. What's this documentary about?
The documentary is about, it's basically surrounds myself for a 72-hour period. I went homeless for the 72 hours, and it's basically following me, you know, going from place to place, trying to find my meals, struggling with boredom, trying to find a sufficient shelter for the, you know, for the springtime, early spring, and it's basically just a film to let people know that homeless people, they go through a lot of hard things in their lives, and that it's really important that we realize they're doing this so we can actually, you know, take that first step to actually trying to help them out.
And what was your experience doing a lot of the filming there, Tom?
I guess I really experienced it, not to the extent of what Dan experienced, but alongside Dan, I saw exactly what these people go through from a real firsthand point of view, and really saw how lucky the community is to have things like the church groups that were helping him out, feeding him, because I think that's the biggest message we got was without that, people would be in a lot more trouble. So it's the community helping each other aspect.
So you just had a, was this your first screening?
Well, I had a brief screening. The film wasn't actually completed the first time I did it, but that was to my class that the project was actually due for. But yeah, this is my actual first screening for the final cut. Actually, in a couple days, the Brantford Film Festival will be my first official screening for the general public, so I'm pretty excited for that.
How do you guys feel this screening went?
I think it went well. I mean, to me, I'm always nervous because it's your own project and you don't know what people are going to say, but it seems that every time I go to show the film, people are really happy to see it. They think it's well done, and they really appreciate the message that I try to put forth in it.
To me, it was really neat to see the reaction of some of the students that were watching it. And I think when the Brantford Film Festival does their screening, which is this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Arts Block,
yeah.
I think people are going to be really impressed with the quality of the doc, but also the subject matter. Really quickly, when I was doing some local poverty work, I remember, and I was telling you about this earlier, Tom, I remember debating with government officials that there was homelessness in this area, let alone the numbers. Some of the stats were pretty high, some were a little lower, but there was a lot of, well, let's not get that out in the media. Brantford doesn't have homelessness. Well, we do, and it's interesting to see that the two people recognize that and actually went to capture what that would be like here. Are there any sort of final thoughts on the screening, on the film, on the experience, on the community, whatever you want to go with? We'll start with Tom.
I think, honestly, if you haven't seen the film or if you want to see the film or you've already seen it, the most important thing is to just recognize things in society that you have issue with and that you would like to see changed, but don't sit around and wait for it to change. Do whatever you can yourself personally to, you know, create some of that change.
Yeah, just to go off Tom's point, the first step to, for me at least, to changing any social issue is just awareness, and that's exactly what the film does. We're just showing people exactly what these people go through, and if that's the first step, you know, humanize them, let them know that they're just like us. Hopefully that's, you know, will give people the first step to actually want to go out and help these people.
And where can people go to find out more about the film?
Right now it's just the film festival, but soon after we're gonna have to try to set up a website and to promote it online, try to get people to watch, as many people to watch it as possible.
But they can definitely go to the Brantford Film Festival website. I think it's bff.com or something to that extent.
Brantfordfilmfestival.ca.
Okay. And or come out to the screening October 16th, 2 p.m. at the Brantford Arts Block on Dalhousie Street.
What's really neat about that screening, serendipitous, is that the local Brantford Roundtable on Poverty are going to be doing a free community meal across the street at noon that day, called Harvest Noon, to talk about homelessness and to talk about poverty and to talk about food security. And people can mosey right on over and check out the Arts Block. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.